Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Bernie Frischer, the founder of Flyover Zone Productions, which creates virtual tours of the world's most amazing cultural heritage sites. And Mr. Frischer, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for inviting me, Eric, and please call me Bernie.
Well, I think we can handle that request, no problem at all. And thanks for coming out today as well. So tell us, first of all, Bernie, tell us a little bit about Flyover Zone Productions and what led you to actually start this company.
Well, I started Flyover back in 2016. It's a company owned by its employees. We don't have investors, and we're not publicly listed, and it's based in the U.S., but we have staff in eight countries on three continents. And our mission is very simple. It's to create virtual tours to the most important cultural heritage sites and monuments all over the world. And as far as what led me to start the company, for many years, I was a professor of computing applied to archaeology. And wearing that hat, I was one of the first to propose the idea of virtual tours. My first publication on that topic goes all the way back to 1988. And the idea was to use digital technology to take people from wherever they might be, whether it's a home or a classroom, and take them to archaeological sites around the world as they appear today, but also as reconstructed as they looked hundreds or thousands of years ago before they fell into ruin. And since the 1990s, my university labs have produced virtual tours that could only be viewed on expensive 3D display systems costing hundreds of thousands of dollars. But all this changed about 5 or 6 years ago with the advent of consumer VR goggles. So I started Flyover Zone to bring our work as virtual archaeologists to a larger world audience. And our goal is not to, you know, diminish or cut into real world tourism, but to the contrary, it's to raise people's awareness of these sites so they are more likely to actually go visit them. And when they visit them, they're more likely to get more out of it because they've been prepared.
Sounds awfully interesting and exciting as well. Now, I understand you recently launched a new and free virtual travel experience called Baalbek Reborn. Tell us more about that experience as well as who you collaborated with to create such a unique offering.
Well, starting with the basics, Baalbek is in the Bekaa Valley in Lebanon. It's one of Lebanon's UNESCO World Heritage Sites, and there are very few of those around the world. I think the UNESCO list has under 1,000 sites, so it's very hard to be selected for that honor. It's a very important site dating from the Neolithic, so from the origins of agriculture about 9,000 years ago to through the Middle Ages and the modern period. We focused on the Roman period, especially the year 215 of our era. And several years ago, a Kuwaiti philanthropist approached us to create a virtual tour of the site, which he wanted to be given away free. And after receiving his commission, we took the first step that we always take when starting a new project. We recruited the world's leading experts about the site, which in this case meant the German Archaeological Institute in Berlin. The archaeologists there have been working on Baalbek for over 20 years. And another key partner we had to bring in, of course, was the Lebanese Ministry of Culture, which provided expertise and, equally importantly, gave us access to the site, which obviously they control. And we needed to go there a lot to gather data and, you know, understand it. So the result of all this is a virtual tour that offers 38 stops at points of interest all around the religious sanctuary of Baalbek. And you see the four temples there that are in ruins today. And you can also look at the reconstructions we developed with our German colleagues. And at each stop, you can listen to an explanation about what you're seeing based on a script written by the experts in Berlin. And that script you can listen to the audio of that script in English, French, Arabic, and German.
This is certainly phenomenal, and also a bonus that you have multiple language options as well. That is fantastic. Now, what's the process for those looking to download and experience the new Ballback Reborn and other virtual tours?
Well, the good news, it's free, and it also runs on just about any device you might have, from a smartphone or tablet, a PC, laptop, on up to VR goggles. So it's free, and you can run it on, you're bound to have some device or other you can run it on. And all you have to do to get that free download is go to the following web page. I'll say it two times. I'll say the URL twice so people get it. It's www.flyoverzone.org. So that's www.flyoverzone.org.
Easy enough there. Today we're joined by Bernie Frischer, the founder of Flyover Zone Productions, which creates virtual tours of the world's most amazing cultural heritage sites, and he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, how are you able to offer all this to the users for free? That is certainly shocking, if you ask me.
Well, Eric, that's a great question, and a couple of years ago, you know, most of our tours we sell, and they don't cost very much. They go from $1.99 to $19.99, absolute most. And by the way, they're all on sale now for 50% off in the month of April. But I'm not here to be a salesman. Let me answer your question. So we were approached a few years ago by a retired Kuwaiti businessman and philanthropist whose name is Bassam Al-Ghanem. He had fallen in love with the ruins of Baalbek as a boy when his parents took him there. Now, his parents are both deceased, so in loving memory of his parents, he offered to cover the costs of developing a virtual tour to Baalbek so that we could give it away free, potentially to anyone in the world, and kindle that love that he has long felt for Baalbek, you know, and people all over the world. And so far, the results are very gratifying. Thousands of downloads have occurred in the last 2 weeks since the product was launched by the Lebanese Minister of Culture and the German ambassador to Lebanon. We had a very high-level launch event in Baalbek itself on March 31st. And I just checked the analytics, and the app has been downloaded, as I say, thousands and thousands of times. We're approaching 20,000 in just 2 weeks. And, of course, the goal is to have it out to millions of people over the next few years.
That is absolutely phenomenal, and certainly seeing a lot of success and interest there as well. No surprise. Now, looking ahead, what does the future look like for Flyover Zone? Anything in the works that we should be aware of?
Well, I think the future looks very bright indeed. In the next 12 months, we'll be expanding our portfolio away from Roman sites like Baalbek and Rome itself. We have a lot of tours set in ancient Rome. And we'll be adding ancient Athens, many sites in Egypt, the pyramids at Giza, some important tombs in the Valley of the Kings, some important features at Karnak, the great religious sanctuary in Egypt. And we'll also be adding several sites in Mexico, so Mesoamerica. And then in the middle term, next couple of years, we'd like to start offering virtual tours to the great cultural heritage sites in Asia. The other reason I think that the future is very bright is that before last year, we found it like pulling teeth to sell our virtual tours because nobody knew what a virtual tour was. And that made it hard for us to get traction in the marketplace. We couldn't. Since people didn't understand what a virtual tour was, they'd never heard the concept, they didn't understand why they might need one. So one silver lining in the basically dark cloud of COVID-19 is that in 2020 and now unfortunately into this year, a lot of people, probably millions of people have taken a virtual tour, even Graceland, Elvis Presley's estate in Memphis, offers virtual tours. And these are usually just slideshows using a web tool like Zoom. But people at least understand now what a virtual tour is, and millions of people have taken a virtual tour. So that makes it a lot easier for us now to get that traction that was so hard to get up to 2020. And we hope that by giving away Baalbek Reborn to hundreds of thousands or maybe even millions of people at no cost, that they'll see that our virtual tours differ from what is mostly on offer in three fundamental ways. First, we take you on an experience of time travel to the past, as well as on an experience of spatial travel to see the sites the way they look today. Secondly, our guides are truly the world's leading experts, like the German archaeologists in Berlin who actually been excavating Baalbek for the last 20 years. That's typical. We always work with experts. In Athens, for example, we're working with the director of the American School for Classical Studies at Athens and the director of the British School for Classical Studies in Athens. So these are the people that we work with to develop the reconstructions and the tours, and then they also write the scripts and perform the scripts, so that they're your guides. Couldn't be better. Finally, our tours empower users to be explorers of the sites we present, going from one point of interest to another as their curiosity dictates, and not simply sitting back like a couch potato and watching a slideshow on Zoom while listening to a guide who may well not be the world's greatest expert, or for all you know, even a reliable expert at that. So I think that for us, the future is really bright. And my prediction is, according to the United Nations World Tourist Organization, in 2019, international cultural travel totaled about $775 billion of the world economy. I think that by the year 2030, virtual tourism will be at least a $1 billion industry, and that we may reach that $1 billion long before 2030.
Again, a lot of interesting information and a lot of exciting things going on, and the possibilities are endless. And thank you so much for the report and getting us up to speed on Flyover Zone Productions and what it is that you offer. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to mention before we wrap things up here today?
Yeah, thanks, Eric. I would boil down my message to this. You don't need to get on a plane to witness the awesome grandeur that makes the epic ruins of Baalbek one of the world's best bucket list destinations. Baalbek Reborn is free. It's available on smartphones, tablets, PCs, VR goggles. And to download a free copy, you just have to go to www.flyoverzone.org. And I hope that when you're there on our website, that you'll check out our other great virtual tours that take you across space and back in time to see the world's great cultural heritage sites. And in the company of the world's experts, you can experience these sites as they appear today and how they looked in their prime hundreds or sometimes even thousands of years ago.
Again, Bernie, we certainly appreciate your visit with us here today. All the best, continued success, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
My pleasure, Eric. Thanks for inviting me. Appreciate it.
And you're certainly more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Bernie Frischer, the founder of Flyover Zone Productions, which creates virtual tours of the world's most amazing cultural heritage sites. And for all the details, simply visit flyoverzone.org. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.